Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. Fit tip: are all sugars created equal? And yes, the pun is intended. Great topic for a quick fit tip: are some sugars better than others? And when this discussion is had, it is often around, hey, you should take natural sugars. Those are what you should add to whatever you want to add them to because they are healthier. So is that true? Well, let's talk about how much sugar we consume to begin with. According to a National Health and Nutrition Examination survey, the average American consumes roughly about 20 teaspoons of sugar per day. 33% of the calories from added sugars, those are coming from drinks, from beverages. Sugar-sweetened beverages, including soda, fruit juices, fruit punch, coffees and teas, sports drinks. So drinks are the greatest source of added sugars in the American diet. So right there, there's a quick tip. Try to avoid drinks that are filled with sugar. But that's not quite the topic here. And you say, well, okay, that's how much we are consuming. What should we consume? According to the American Heart Association, men should consume no more than 9 teaspoons, which is 36 grams or 150 calories of added sugar per day. And women, you always get shortchanged, whether it comes to alcohol or anything like that. The number's lower, 6 teaspoons, 25 grams or 100 calories per day. So to put that in perspective, as they do, one 12-ounce can of soda contains roughly 8 teaspoons or 32 grams and oftentimes way more of added sugar. So you're done for the most part, right? With just one sugar-laden soda. All right, so what should we do? Are some sugars better than others when we are figuring out and trying to determine how much we take in per day? Well, here's your sugar 101 tutorial, all right? Sugar in all its forms is a carbohydrate, a simple carbohydrate that your body converts into glucose to use for energy. And when we're talking sugar molecules, there are two main kinds of sugars, two main types. And most foods, they have both, all right? Some of both. First kind, monosaccharides. Those are your single sugar molecules, which include fructose, galactose, and glucose. Second type, disaccharides, which is what it sounds like, right? These are two of these single sugar molecules linked together. So they are sucrose or table sugar, that's glucose and fructose together. Lactose, that's your milk sugars, glucose and galactose together. And maltose or malt sugar, glucose and glucose. All right, so what's the difference? Natural sugars and added sugars. Oftentimes when people are bringing up natural sugars, it's something like honey or agave, right? Agave nectar. And they refer to them as natural sweeteners, and those come from other plant sources, all right? Natural sugars are also found in fruit as fructose, and again, in dairy products like milk and cheese as lactose, all right? Added sugar is simply any sugar that is added to food at some point. Natural sugar is just already in there, all right? It's already in the food. Refined sugar, the added sugar, comes from sugar cane or sugar beets, and those are processed to get the sugar out, to extract the sugar. And it's typically found as sucrose, which is the combination, again, of glucose and fructose. And some examples of added sugars, that's your brown sugars, your corn sweeteners, your dextrose, your high fructose corn syrups, and your corn syrups. We're not talking, by the way, have to clarify, about your sugar substitutes, right? Your non-sugar sweeteners. They are made in a lab, like saccharin and sucralose, or derived from nature, stevia, but they're not sugar. So we're not talking about those sugars. Those are non-sugar sweeteners, all right? What's the bottom line, though? Should you take agave or honey instead of a different type of sugar? Well, chemically, they all affect you exactly the same. All right. Once the sugar passes through your stomach, ends up in your small intestine, it doesn't matter where it came from. Doesn't matter if it's from a banana or it's from a Red Bull. Virtually all sugars, by the way, they're natural at some point in some sense, right? They're derived from something once natural, once that was found in nature. Even your regular powdered sugar, that's refined from sugarcane. So natural sugar, for the most part, it's kind of a confusing term, sounds nice, but all sugar came from that at some point, unless it's the non-sugar sugar, right? So the bottom line is that the human body doesn't know the difference between naturally occurring sugars and those that are added to food. The metabolism of all carbohydrates, it goes through the same pathway and it yields the same single core monosaccharides as the end results. Doesn't mean that a donut and a piece of fruit have the same nutritional value, right? And I did that whole show on fruit. And when people talk about fruit and the sugar being bad for you, well, no, the cupcake versus the piece of fruit, the fruit, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, things like that. The problem with foods with added sugar, it's common sense. They tend to be what? Higher in calories, lower in essential nutrients. The empty calories I did the show about, the quick fit tip. And the opposite tends to be the case when it comes to your fruit. The natural occurring sugars occur in foods that have nutrient value. And finally, because you are refined sugars, those are digested really quickly. You don't feel full. You have that sugar crash when you're done. And it doesn't matter how many calories, for the most part, you're just on that cycle, the ups and the downs and the sugar crash and back and forth. The fiber in things like fruit, it slows your metabolism down and it makes you feel more full longer. Okay. So the takeaway from all this doesn't really matter the kind of sugar you choose, but the amount. Just like so much I talk about here on Fitness Disrupted, it's excessive moderation. So too much of any type of sugar, not good. It's going to help you develop things like cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and things like that. So let's eat more whole foods, as I frequently talk about, my Mediterranean diet, which I personally follow, but just limit sugar. Limit sugar. It's like a calorie is a calorie when it comes to weight loss, when it comes to your intake of sugar. At the end of the day, sugar is sugar. All right, there you have it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have not rated the show, please do so and subscribe so you do not miss one. And if you want to reach out, comments, questions, topics, Tom H. Fit is both my Instagram and my Twitter accounts, Tom H. Fit. And you can go right to fitnessdisrupted.com to check out more about me and the show as well. Thank you so much for listening. You know, I talk about the science here and talk about the anecdotal, but at the end of the day, it's about common sense and what we can do and simplicity. Simplicity. My goal is to make it as simple for you to understand as possible, and then as simple as possible for you to put into action in your everyday life. And again, remember, there are three things we control: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And that is awesome. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.